Ah, well, Will's from South Australia, so we may as well pump up South Australia. How are you, Will?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Beautiful place to travel, isn't it?
Oh, it is. There's plenty to do there. Get down there if you can.
Absolutely. Now, when were you told you were playing the West Coast Eagles this week and not Melbourne, and you're playing now at the Gold Coast, not Sydney? When did this all eventuate from the player's point of view?
That happened pretty quickly. We only found out yesterday, so... pretty much the same time as everyone else, I think.
Now, a 28-point loss to the Dogs, coming after your 11-point win against North Melbourne. Where do you need to improve, though, coming out of that loss last week?
I think for us, we pop up for a good quarter here and there, and we just need to get some good fourth-quarter footy going. We need to be competitive over the length of a full game and not for a quarter here and there. So, adjusting our mindset and really honing in on the competitive side to it for a full game, I think.
Yeah, talking of your mindset's been challenged a number of times this season with what's occurred with the AFL, and obviously it's another challenge this weekend. As a playing group and as a coaching group, have you sat down and discussed the challenges that you may face this year and how you have to just put that aside and just be concerned about training hard, and then wherever we play, no matter whether we've got to travel, if it's a late call up 2 days before, we've just got to get on with it?
Yeah, I think, after that long period we had off, everyone was just, really happy to have footy back. And we're obviously happy to do whatever it is that the AFL wants us to do. And if we need to, get our games changed or anything like that, that's no worries for us, because no one's really got a head start out of this, so it's all even, and we're just happy to do whatever to keep footy going.
Well, can I ask, when you lose a senior player and such a great player in someone like Buddy Franklin, does your structure and style of play change for a forward, or do you continue to try and fill that role with, different personnel?
It's a big shoes to fill not having Bud out there. I think because we have gone with a lot smaller forward line this year, so... we've been trying to move the ball a bit differently and, trying not to, just kick it high and long into the forward line, because a lot of the time I have a few tall intercept marking defenders. So, it's been about moving it and lowering our eyes a bit more and, just sort of hunting them at ground level.
Yeah, well, I've heard some commentators, and we had Jimmy Bartel on our program last weekend, talk about the setup for the Swans and how you've got these small forwards. And he was saying that the SCG is not a ground that suits the Swans. Do you read anything into that? He believes that you're better suited on bigger grounds like the MCG.
We haven't played our best footy at home recently, and it's something that we need to work on. And I don't think we look at it as the disadvantaged our home ground, and we love playing there. So I just think we need to really hone in on what the problem is and what teams are doing to us there.
We're talking to Will Haywood from the Swans now. Will, Sam Naismith, describe how the players have rallied around him coming off suffering an ACL, and also he's gone through terrible personal tragedy in recent times, hasn't he, with the death of his sister?
Yeah, he's... he showed incredible resilience to come back from successive injuries in the past, and especially with his sister and what happened through that isolation period. He's been through a heap. So everyone's absolutely rallied around him at the club, and he's an extremely resilient character. So I'm sure that he'll get stuck in his rehab and we'll see him back up in footy field again.
Yeah, there's been some heartache around your footy club recently, not only with Sam, but then, of course, Josh Kennedy playing his 250th. And on the morning of the match last weekend, his grandfather passed away. So it's been an emotional time for a couple of the Swans players.
Yeah, it was a very emotional loss. That was a game that we really wanted to win to celebrate, Joey's 250th and the life of his grandfather. And, it was also Sam Naismith's first game since since a bit of tragedy in his life as well. So, it was an emotional loss, but, I've got another opportunity this week with Luke Parker's 200th game. So, hopefully we can win that pay honours and respects to everyone that, Josh's grandfather and Sam's sister as well.
How have you found the game this year and the subtle changes? I mean, there's some talk now of coaches saying it's a bit negative and a bit boring, and the quarters have been shortened. As an individual, how have you found this season? I know there's plenty of challenges, but do they drastically need to change the game, open it up a little bit more? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm just happy with anything they can do to help me get a kick, to be honest.
do we need to look at perhaps having, opening up space and having, set positions from the stoppages, etc.?
I'm not too sure. I think, that's a bit out of my pay grade, that question. But I think obviously in due course, when the quarters go back to full length and it'll just start to flow a bit more, I think, and we'll start looking at a few more high scores and make it maybe a bit more entertaining for fans to watch. So, I think this year's obviously there's been a heap going on and a lot of changes around the league, and I think they might get back to a bit of normality next year, fingers crossed.
Big game this week. So you're 2-2 up against the West Coast Eagles. So a new challenge you've only just found out about. What significance is this game to your season?
This is a massive game. West Coast haven't got off to the start they want, so they'll be hungry for a win against us as well. And we need to redeem ourselves after last week and, send a message to the league that we're here to be competitive and we want to play finals. So, it's a massive game for us this week, and we're just looking to get over there and compete for four quarters and get the job done.
Now, we had Tom Papley on last week, Will, and he was spruiking some of his horses. Does he tip you into a few, and is he trying to get you on board?
No, he has. We usually watch the races on Saturday. That's what we're doing in isolation anyway. By ourselves over FaceTime, throw on a suit and watch the races together.
Hey, Will, I wanted to ask, how was it the other week when you caught the plane with the Giants players? Was that unusual?
Yeah, no, it was a bit different. Yeah.
Was there much communication going on?
A few sledges.
Who got the back of the plane?
No, it was like the row, so we had the left side, they had the right side. They played before us, so after they lost, we just thought, Jesus, it would be even better if we win now. And luckily we did. So, they were a bit quieter than we were.
Yeah, and
headphones on,
obviously, you'd know a few of their players, but do you mix much with the Giants boys?
Not too much. They sort of live on the other side of Sydney to us, so we rarely bump into them, but... No, on the plane, I think it was just a professional scene, and we're just sort of there to play footy, and lots of people sort of do their own things on a plane, so it takes a while before you know what your teammate, if he wants to have a chat, or if he wants to put the headphones in. So it was pretty silent.
I reckon there would have been a couple of quiet conversations. What about those blokes? Look at them. Who do they think they are?
Few of those under the breath.
No doubt.
Now, Will, as an Adelaide boy, as you mentioned at the top, we're trying to tell Loz, obviously Clarkey knows all about it, we're trying to tell Loz and the listeners why the cricket in Adelaide is so good. Is someone from Adelaide, sell it to us. Why do you love going back to Adelaide Oval when the test is on?
Oh, well, sorry to tell Clarkey this, but I didn't watch much cricket. I was in the
garden. That's exactly where I'm going now, mate. Now I'm not playing.
You don't need to watch a ball, do you?
Exactly right.
No, that was one of the, the beer garden there. I haven't been to too many other cricket matches, but absolutely love going to the cricket in Adelaide. Yeah.
Spring carnival at the cricket. That's what Adelaide Oval is. Don't watch one ball and have a wow of a time out the back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll have to get down there then with you.
I'll take you, Loz. Yeah. What about we go this year? India v Australia.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take you and we'll take Will, because Will's the local. Will will be able to show us around.
Look out. I'm in.
Provided the season's finished, they could be playing till next year at this point. Will, great to talk to you, mate. Good luck against the Eagles this week. We'll be watching closely.
Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.